Well, I love this time of year, and I love singing Christmas carols with their familiar tunes and happy memories of Christmases from years gone by. I expect everyone's got a favourite Christmas carol. Perhaps like me, you saw on the TV, on the news, the heartwarming story of Terence, who had been on his own at Christmas for many years. His story moved the hearts of lots of people who have since shown him a great deal of kindness. Terence himself was very moved when people at Sheffield City Hall sang his favourite carol, Silent Night, to him at a recent concert there. We're coming to two of my favourite carols. When I was a child, before I became a Christian, my favourite carol was, for some reason, In the Bleak Midwinter. I liked it because we used to live in Whitby, which was often quite bleak. It could be cold and frosty and snowy. And that carol seemed to make Christmas feel an experience that was more somehow real and here and present. I felt that carol expressed the reality of life here in Britain at Christmas time, where frosty wind does make moan and earth does sometimes stand hard as iron, doesn't it? Rather than a warm Middle Eastern Christmas 2,000 years ago, which before I became a Christian seemed rather remote. But imagine my surprise when many years later, on my one and only trip to Israel, there was snow on the ground. And it was freezing cold. The locals were really pleased to get this unseasonable extra water, but I was thinking, why did I pack shorts? Perhaps the carol was actually more realistic about the conditions when Jesus was born than I had thought. My current favourite carol is O Little Town of Bethlehem. It's got a great tune. But most of all, I like the phrase, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. What does that phrase mean? It means that the birth of Jesus 2,000 years ago, in an obscure town, in a country thousands of miles from here, has consequences that benefit you and me here in England today. That even though we're separated from the birth of Jesus by a geographical and a chronological distance, it still has an effect for us, bringing us the hope, the possibility of being at peace with God today. The birth of Jesus, God coming to earth in human form, was a single moment, once and for all in time, that has an impact for all eternity. It was the start of the greatest rescue plan ever mounted, that when God saw the mess that we were getting ourselves into, he decided to do something about it. What did he do? He sent his only son into the world. And the things that Jesus said, and most of all did, still impact us today. It's an event that covers even us. It's a bit like a blanket of snow reaching down through the years, with snowflakes touching each one of us here today. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Our Heavenly Father loves us, and he wants each of us to know him. And he decided the best way to achieve this was to send Jesus into the world to tell us about God and how to live his way, and also to make it possible for us to be reconciled to God again, despite our wrongdoings. And even though we hadn't even been born when Jesus came, and we haven't necessarily earned God's forgiveness or deserved it, God knew that we would be here today. And we were part of the reason that Jesus came to earth. What should we do as a response to God reaching out to us in this way through all the years? Well, In the Bleak Midwinter suggests that whilst we may not have sheep or gold, frankincense or myrrh to offer to God, that what we can offer him is our hearts. We can choose to respond to God and offer our hearts to him, to recognize that he is there and welcome him personally into our hearts and our lives. I made that decision 30 years ago when I was a student at university, and it's the best choice I ever made. If you'd like to know more about inviting God into your life, speak to me or to someone from church who invited you here today. I hope that you have a really happy Christmas. And as you enjoy singing and listening to your favourite carols this Christmas, think about that single event 2,000 years ago in Israel, which covers even us today in Frosty Lodge Moor. And thank God for the birth of Jesus. Let's pray.